Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, October 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you would like some free pro-Trump issue signs, come to our meeting tonight, Antrim County Conservative Union. It's going to be at the Torch Lake Township Hall, located on U.S. 31, just south of M-88. We have about 100 of these signs available for you to come and get if you would like them. They're already on wires, all ready to go. These are pro-Trump issues, negative Kamala Harris issues that you can come and get for free. We have these available to the public. We're giving them away tonight, asking for donations if you like. Not necessary. Come and get the signs. Put them up there. Also, we're looking for some high traffic locations for 4x8, the large Trump signs. We're going to be getting those from Charlevoix County Republican Party and getting them out there this week. We've got other signs going out here in Antrim County. Vote Republican. You know why. We've got a lot of them available if you're interested. Come to our meeting tonight, 7 p.m. If you like the link to the address, just text me ACCU, and we'll send those text messages out to you. Come join us, 7 o'clock. We'll have the signs there ready for you to take them. In Lansing, they are looking at different bills. They're looking at different things that they want to do because they're concerned about our young people. One text comment I forgot to get into the show, Tim followed up and said, a key strategy is to start with the young students. We need to get them exposed, thinking about CTE, these various training certificates that they can get as an alternative to college or universities. Perhaps starting with them in grade school, something to at least expose them to get them thinking about. The earlier, the better. So I agree with that 100%. But another thing that Lansing's looking at regarding young people is vaping. High school bathrooms are smelling suspiciously very fruity and minty. And under pending legislation that's been introduced by State Representative Kristen Grant, a Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, hopes that preventing nicotine or tobacco products from getting into the hands of underage youth by creating stiffer penalties for selling to minors. As a result, she's introduced House Bill 6002, which would create the Nicotine and Tobacco Regulation Fund. This would increase penalties for retailers who sell vapes and vaping material and other nicotine and tobacco products to minors. Require the retailers to obtain a license to sell these products. I thought they also already had to be licensed. Repeat offenders would lose their license, face heightened penalties, and the fund would be where licensure fees would go to pay for the enforcement. The research about the impact on cognitive function and increase in anxiety and depressions in minors from consuming nicotine and tobacco products, along with flavored vaping, is downright frightening, Grant said in a statement. The bill is part of a five-bill package designed to curb underage nicotine use. State Representative Helena Scott from Detroit has another bill, HB 6022, which allows counties and cities to enact tougher restriction on tobacco sales within their own community. Additionally, State Representative Stephanie Young from Detroit sponsored House Bills 6004, 6005. Repeals the penalties that punish kids for tobacco purchases, use, and possession, while working to put more stiffer penalties on the retailers. Michigan has been far behind in the efforts to protect our youth from the dangers of tobacco for too long, and these bills will help reverse that trend, said Dr. Brittany Taylor, pediatrician at Hurley Medical Center. Additionally, she is also an assistant professor for pediatric public health at Michigan State University. These tobacco prevention policies prioritize the health of our youth, and we look forward to working with the legislature to make these policies law. Well, doing some polling, is this a real thing? Is this a real issue? Earlier this year, paid for by the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, show that Michigan voters strongly support 67% more comprehensive bills to reduce tobacco use among children. By a 2-to-1 margin, 65-29%, Michigan voters believe protecting another generation of children from the addiction, especially to flavored tobacco or vaping, is more important than protecting adults' rights on other issues. Full poll data is available, but it is the primary driving force for these bills. All of these bills have been referred to the House Family, Children, and Seniors Committee, and also have nearly identical Senate bills that match up and line up with the House bills. Senate bills 647, 648, 649. And those have been sent to the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee. So it looks like after the election, during the lame duck, these bills will be rammed through these committees and probably sent to the floor for passage and signature by the governor. Basically, the retailers, you're going to be paying licensing fees and facing stiffer penalties if you sell to minors. Kind of interesting. Have you guys ever noticed the barcode on the back of your driver's license? Well, I was in a retail liquor store getting my favorite Kentucky bourbon. And it wasn't my normal store that I go to where the guy knows me and we interact every time I go in there. It was a different location. He was closed. It was late at night. I was coming back. I was out. I wanted to get some to take home. I stopped at a Blarney Castle gas station who happens to sell beer, wine, and liquor. And they had a small bottle of what I normally get. And when I took it to the checkout, he asked to see my driver's license, which I showed it to him. And as I showed it to him, he said, "Sir, I have to scan it." "So what do you mean?" He said, "I have to run your barcode through your on the back of your driver's license through our computer, or it won't allow me to sell you the liquor." I've never had that happen before. They look at the birth date, which I'm like, really, dude? Look at my gray hair and my beard. You don't think I'm 21, right? Yeah, I passed that some 45 years ago. But they actually scammed the driver's license. Well, this particular activity is perhaps what they're going to be forced to do going forward with minors in the purchasing of their tobacco. They're going to have to scan driver's licenses to verify and validate their age a majority in order to get these products according to these bills. So just letting you know, and you need to also have this conversation with your kids. How many of them vape? The health risk to their young lungs is critical for them to understand. So you need to share this information. Make sure they understand, don't do it. No matter how many fruity flavors or minty flavors they come up with targeting the kids, tell them absolutely do not use this garbage. Don't put it into your lungs. One of the stories that we read previously was talking about the health of these young children and how they're being affected already, impacting mental cognitive functions as well as lung functions. Increase anxiety and depression from consuming these types of products. Don't the kids have enough stress, anxiety, depression in their lives? Why would you think these bills would go through in a bipartisan fashion? Because it's not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's something for the kids. And at the same time, it's going to generate more money to Lansing because of these newly funded licenses. But it would help pay for the enforcement according to the bill sponsors. Just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of that. And whatever you do, like we tried to do back in the day in the 70s when we were teenagers, trying to get adults to buy beer for us. If some kid wants you to buy tobacco or vaping products for him, just say, no, dude, sorry, you're not old enough. Not going to do it for you. Does that even happen anymore? Or do the stores just go ahead and take their money and sell it to them anyway? Who knows? Lansing thinks it's a problem, though. They're passing bills. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Final segment of today. In a press release that just came out about 20 minutes ago, Mike Rogers, who's going to be debating Elisa Slotkin tonight for the U.S. Senate, has penned an op-ed in Town Hall outlining his plan to increase Michiganders' take-home pay, unleash American energy, cut taxes on the middle class, and end Washington's wasteful spending. During my time on the campaign trail, I've traveled to every corner of the state speaking with Michiganders about their challenges in this difficult Biden-Harris economy. Moms and dads are living paycheck to paycheck because of Washington's reckless spending, making their shopping carts the most expensive vehicle to operate. Small business owners are struggling to keep their doors open because of the sky-high costs, extensive regulations, and complex tax codes. Our young people's dream of purchasing a home is slipping out of reach because of the ever-increasing interest rates and limited availability. Michigan auto workers are concerned about their next paycheck because of the Harris-Slotkin out-of-touch EV mandates. I'm fighting to create a better future for all Michiganders so they can not only survive but thrive. Our campaign is offering different solutions to the issues that Americans are facing today. We seek to improve our economy, reduce inflation, and create more jobs here at home. My opponent, Slotkin, and Harris broke our economy. Their wasteful spending spree of these politicians, like Harris and Slotkin, are the reason we are seeing the high prices we're seeing today. This not only makes items your family needs more expensive at the grocery store, but also driving up interest rates, making it impossible for many to afford a house. Democrats also stifled America's energy production by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, Overregulating America's energy producers. Going even further, implementing an EV mandate, which Slotkin voted for just last month. Also making us more dependent on China and threatening Michigan auto companies' jobs. Another 4 years of Harris Biden policies along with 6 years of Slotkin, voting for it and supporting it in the U.S. Senate is not the right direction we need to go. I'm offering a different approach that will put America and Michigan first. We need to cut wasteful government spending. We need to make sure that the government lives within the means, not just for the politicians, but force them in Washington to operate just like you, your family, and small businesses have to do. It's time for change. I ask for your vote on November 5th. Signed, Mike Rogers. Well, let's see if that message holds true tonight during the debate. The rest of the press release goes through specific policies that he would work for if he's elected to become the next U.S. Senator in Michigan. If you want to learn more about his campaign and these policies, RogersForSenate.com. R-O-G-E-R-S for F-O-R Senate.com is the website. One of the things he talks about, for example, is the tariffs. Donald Trump will put back in place, and we need to stop these outside countries from taking our jobs and then selling us the products they produce in their countries. 25% tariff and on all pickup and light truck imports that come into America. This will help sell more F-150s, Chevy Silverados, and Dodge Ram trucks if they can stay in business. They're produced in places like Dearborn, Warren, and Sterling Heights. Instead of outsourcing them to Mexico, they need to be made here. Went on to say even Toyota and Honda build their pickup trucks in America. Why are we allowing outsourcing by the big three? So, very interesting press release coming out the day right before the debate. Again, go to RogersForSenate.com to see all of his policies. And then spend the time to watch the debate tonight. Text me your thoughts while it's happening. We'll be giving a field report on it on tomorrow's show. Now, one of the things that I do want to mention, the PAGS video, still people are requesting that. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I'll send you that video. And also 10xvotes.com website. Wait for you to search for 1.7 million Michigan Republicans that haven't voted in the last couple of elections. Text me 10x. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I